In today's world, you never know what's going to happen. I want to make sure you are prepared. So I want you to stock up on food right now. And the way you can do that, the easiest way to do that is go to theammashow.com. Look at the resources. You can have a full supply full of food in your pantry ready to go in case of a job loss or convoys, supply chain issues, business being shut down, war, whatever it is, you're prepared. So go to theammashow.com, click the resource tab, and get your food supply today. Do not wait. Get it today. Hey, I'm so glad you're back on the Amber May Show. Today, I am talking about Rolling Glory. I'm going to tell you what that's about. We're also going to talk about Tina Peters. Do you know who she is? Because if you don't, it's really important that you get to know who she is and what happened to her. So that's on today's episode. So make sure you stay tuned for the next So make sure you stay tuned as we learn about the Rolling Glory, because maybe you don't know about that, and what just happened with Tina Peters and what's in store for her. So stay tuned. All that and more coming up. Hey folks, do you want to get the best sleep of your life? Well, you got to have sheets that are going to give you the best sleep of your life. They are super soft, and I'm talking about the MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. So let me tell you a story about that. So I ordered some during the sale that's going on right now. Buy one, get one free. So get some for your house. You're going to love it. Okay. So I got one from my room. Then I got one from my daughter. My son's like, Mom, I want some. I'm like, don't worry, kid. I got you. Anyway, so they arrived, and I put in my daughter's room in the package, and I told her, hey, I'm going to wash them before we put them on your bed. And she's like, okay, Mom. Well, day one goes by. Did Bobby get to them? No, I did not get to washing those sheets. So day two gets by, and she was asking, Mom, I want to get the best sleep of my life. When am I going to wash my sheets? And I'm like, I'm trying to get to it. I will get to it. Just give me some time. I'll try to do it today. Well, that didn't happen either. The next day, I go into her room, and sometime in the middle of the night, she opened the package, put it right on top of her bed. It was the cutest thing, right? And I go to wake her up, and she's like, Mom, I got the best sleep of my life. And I was dying laughing. It was the cutest thing. So if you want to get the best sleep of your life, get the softest sheets in town. And that's the MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. And use promo code AMBER and get up to 66% off on the entire website. But I believe it's buy one, get one free right now. So go check that out. So many of us think that sleep is a luxury. Sleep is not a luxury. Sleep is a necessity. It's going to help you restore all your bodily functions, help your body recover, recoup. It's something that we need to function on a daily basis. We need to feel restful. And if you're not feeling restful because you're not getting a proper night's sleep, then I have something just for you. I just absolutely adore Dr. Stella. She comes out with some great supplements. And here's one of the newest ones she came out with, and it's Kobe Sleeps. So if you have trouble going to sleep at night and you want a more restful night's sleep, go to drstellamd.com, go to her supplement section and purchase this and use promo code AMBERMAY, one word, and you'll save some money there. Not only does it help promote a more restful night's sleep, it helps with stress and joint function. So if you have stress, you have joint function, you're also not getting a good restful night's sleep, you need to go to drstellamd.com, get these Kobe Sleep Bites right now, and save money by using promo code AMBERMAY. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Amber May Show. I am so glad you are here. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe. I would really appreciate that. Like, share, and subscribe. I don't always say that, and always remember that. Always check the links below. I'm always partnering with new businesses every day. For instance, I just partnered with an amazing patriotic artist. General Flynn approves, loves his artwork. His artwork's beautiful. Check it out at thecommandersartist.com. Use promo code Amber and save some money there at checkout with your purchases. You're going to love it. So the link's below there or on my website. I always have the promo section there. So check out the promo section at theamberbankshow.com. And don't forget to stock up on your supplies. And in the resource section, I have a lot of resources going on. And I also think I might see if I can't link the Tina Peters stuff to the resource section on my website. So make sure you have your supplies. The world has been so crazy between the wars and the empty shelves last year or the year before. No hand sanitizer, no toilet paper, no food, trucker convoys, the wars. Like, we just never know what's around the corner. Oh, not being able to work. How about that? How about the government shutting us down? Oh my gosh. So just be prepared. So my Patriot Supply, and go there to the link, and that helps support the show. So I appreciate that. Also, support Mike Lindell. You know, he helps us so much, and he's tied to the Tina Peters. So we're talking about Tina Peters because Mike Lindell is tied to the Tina Peters. But my correspondent, Super Tom, he helped us with the Rolling Glory. But make sure support Mike Lindell. Promo code Amber May. Save up to 66% off. Massive bedding sale right now. The towels are amazing. Towels are amazing. Okay, so Rolling Glory, I wanted to share with you a little bit of information. So it started in California, and it's going to go all the way across Washington, D.C., and it's to honor the 13 that fell in Afghanistan. And so we have our glory flags, our old morning glory flags with the Betty Ross flag that's going to be going across it, the country. And it just went across Arizona. And my wonderful correspondent, Tom, Super Tom is what we like to call him. He is super, and he's a great patriot. If you guys know Tom, make sure you let him know that you heard about him on the Amber May Show. So he's been a great correspondent to me in the northern part of Arizona. So he covers a lot for me. And I wanted to share with you some of the stuff he covered. I will post some information in the links below, but I think it's also on Facebook. So I'll post some information on the Morning Glory in just a second. But I wanted to share with you our good correspondent, Tom. Thank you, Super Tom, for being a great correspondent and getting all of the stuff that happens patriotically in Northern Arizona. I really appreciate that. So let me share with you.
Here comes Rolling Glory down Route 66. They're carrying 13 flags. They're relaying it all the way to Washington. And we're showing our support for them today. Now they're circling back. They're gonna stop at the snow cap to visit with us.
Thank you so much for that video. For those of you who are audio only, make sure you jump onto our video feed, which you can find at frankspeech.com, the Amber May Show, or you can find us at Rumble. But basically what that was motorcycles carrying 13 flags. Each one had a flag, and then there was the Arizona one, and then there's also a Betsy Ross one, and that's to honor the loss, the guys that we lost in Afghanistan, and I thought that was so cool. So I wanted to share with you, thank you so much, Super Tom, again. So they went to the Route 66 West Side Lilo's, and I love that. Welcome, Rolling Glory, to Route 66. And, you know, you got to just love our Seligman Fire. So they showed up with two trucks. They're so patriotic. They showed up with two trucks to welcome the Rolling Glory, which I really appreciate them. And they were also there. They had their big flag up during the convoy, and they were there to salute and welcome the convoy as they came through that area of town. So, we have a great patriotic firefighters out there in Seligman, and I'm gonna guess too that we have very patriotic sheriff deputies and police officers out there as well. But thank you so much again for sharing those footage with us, because he's just been such a great correspondent in Northern Arizona for the Amber May Show. So all that information is either going to be in the links below, so you know where you can find Rolling Glory coming through your state. Again, to honor the 13 that fell in Afghanistan, we should definitely be honoring our veterans, because that didn't need to happen. We could have had a better withdrawal out of Afghanistan, and it was just a botched situation, and we left a lot of our military gear behind there. It's a frustrating situation. So if we can honor those people, then we should all be for that. So thank you so much for sharing that with us. So at the Cyber Symposium that Mike Lindell put together, and make sure you jump on that bedding sale. It's going on right now. The towels, the slippers are amazing. The sheets are super soft. Get it at the lowest prices now at mypillow.com/amber. Also, talking about sleep, get great sleep with Dr. Stella Covevites at drstellamd.com. Use promo code Amber May. So during the cyber symposium that happened sometime last year, I think it was about a year ago. Tina Peters was a county clerk in Mesa County, Colorado, and she backed up all of her election stuff, which is really good that she did, because their Secretary of State decided to do a trusted bill. They're calling it a trusted build with Dominion. And the trusted build basically wipes out any election data from the previous election. So they're not preserving the elections that they need to for 22 months. And what they didn't know is Tina Peters was going to back up all her data. And so when they were actually raiding her office as she was flying into the cyber symposium. So Mike Lindell picked her up on the jet, and as they were flying in the sky, as she was flying in the sky, they raided her office. They sealed the windows shut. No one could get in. No one could see what was going on. And she found out that all of her stuff was wiped out. Trusted bill. And this was going across Colorado. Colorado people, I know it's going to be really hard. I know it's going to be super hard, but you need to read your state constitution, write letters of affidavits and notices, use the bond security, their bond insurance, whatever you have to do. You need to get your state back. And you need to find anyone like a Tina Peters in your state to help, because what's going on in your state is they have taken over your state illegally, and it's wrong what they're doing. So, Tina Peters and Mike Lindell came out with this documentary, and I want to share it with you. And I should have some information on my website, but it's on frankspeech.com. And let me show you how you can find me after I show you this. So frankspeech.com, and then you're going to look for the definitive proof of election machine crime cover-up. And so when you do that, you're going to find this documentary, and you're going to want to look at all this. I don't know if it's a documentary so much it's reports. I think it's more reports than a documentary, but it's all her reports that she has, Tina Peters, to show the proof of how they broke the law and how she is trying to expose election fraud in Colorado. It's awful. So let me see. Is it under here? So right now, how you get to that link, it should be on my website, is you go to frankspeech.com, the home screen, and then you hit this definitive proof, and you can see all this stuff that Tina Peter has, and you can read through it yourself and see what you think about what she has to say about the crime cover-up. So if you want to find my show, you go to TV right here, then you go to TV shows. And then you scroll down until you see the Amber May Show, and you can find me at Rumble. I mean, on Frank's Speech, right here. Here we are. So that's all you have to do is go to TV and then TV shows, and you scroll down and you can find every episode of the Amber May Show right on frankspeech.com. It's a privilege and an honor to be a part of the Frank Speech family, and I love every second of it. So the first report is the election machine cover-up, and then the second report is the election machine designed to cheat. And then the third report is the election machine manipulation. And I think everyone needs to know this because this is how they are stealing our country. Let me tell you about the ways they're stealing our country, because the machine is just one way they're stealing our country. So let's talk about, every 10 years, I don't know about every state, but I know in Arizona, every 10 years they do a cen I know they do a census across the nation, but they use that census every year to determine where our legislative lines and congressional lines will be drawn in the state. I assume it's across the country like this. You need to get involved in this because 10 years ago, we had a governor by the name of Napolitano, and she was the one who was going to redistrict Arizona. She was a Democrat. She's the first Democrat I know of that got elected in Arizona in my lifetime now. Others may have, and I just didn't pay attention, but I think in my lifetime, she's the first Democrat that got elected. And so what they did is they did not follow the Constitution, because the Constitution says that you have to put like communities together, and it needs to be as evenly as you possibly can, make the districts population-wise as even as you can. That didn't happen in Arizona. They had communities that really weren't like communities. And then they had some communities with overwhelming populations and other communities with very little populations. And so we gained more Democrat seats, surprise, surprise, by the way they were drawing the lines that were not like communities, and that had some had more population in some districts than others. Some had very little like population, some had huge numbers of population. So it wasn't done properly. And so then we had a chance to go in front of the redistricting committee and talk about them and tell them why we think lines should be drawn this way or that way. And I think you need to get involved. Was it boring? Sure, it was boring, but was it worth it? Yes, because we got each one of us that were affected got to share to the board why the lines were not well done. And you know what? The outcome was we got the lines that we wanted for our state. They were like communities, and they were, for the most part, evenly populated. So there was not one community that had a, like, for instance, like, just to make it easy for math, a community of 10 versus a community of 100. Like, our communities should be, for the most part, even as you possibly can make it even. That's one cheat number one. Okay. Not only that, but they already. We got letters, and you can hear it in the Pima County hearing that Mark Fincham, Tony Borelli, Senator Wendy Rogers, and others did, where they already, before the election happened, had already put in 35,000 votes for Democrats. And mail-in ballots are an easy way for them to cheat. So mail-in ballots are another way to cheat, and they stuff the ballots. At least in Arizona, they were stuffing the ballots already. And I have to guess that it's happening in every other country, every other state, that they're stuffing the ballot box even before the election. So they cheat by stuffing the ballot box. Our Secretary of State is, who is also a Democrat, Katie Hobbs, she has been stopping the signature, the online signatures for people. Because in our state, some states you don't have to, but in our state, if you want to run, you have to collect X number of signatures. Some states you just have to like put in some paperwork and then you can be a candidate on the ballot without having to collect signatures. So it depends where your state is. But that's one way she's cheating, because she is not allowing candidates to collect their online signatures, and she doesn't have that authority to do so. The Attorney General has made that clear. She does not have the authority to take down the online signatures. And yet that's what she's doing. So that's another way they're cheating. So they get in to your city, they get into your school boards, and once they get in, there's no getting rid of them. So they somehow cheat in the election, either with mail-in ballots, stuffing the ballot box, the machines, the redistricting to where they it, you get more blue people, blue candidates, because you have supposedly more blue voters in that area, which is manipulated, because if you did it correctly, that might not be the case organically if you did it organically. But if you purposely manipulate your redistricting line so that it favors Democrats and you get Democrats voted in that way. That's cheating too. So there's multiple ways of cheating. So you cheat by having your machines hooked up to the internet, which happened in Arizona, which also happened in Colorado. Then you get cheating because it goes sent to adjudication and someone can change your vote for you and you don't even know. We had misalignments in our ballots. That's another way you cheat. So when they print off the ballots, it's printed misaligned, so the machine cannot read your ballot, and so it goes to adjudication, and you're just hoping and praying person adjudicating your ballot is voting the way you want them to. And then we had it to where we had overvotes. So the ink they took away the pens and made on election day only allowed Sharpies to vote on, and that had bleed through on the ballots. So we had bleed through, we had misalignments, we had people not signing their mail-in ballots. We had ballot harvesters. That's another way you cheat, is ballot harvesting. What else? The machines, redistricting, not districting correctly, stuffing the ballots before election day. Need I go on? More and more. There's so many ways to cheat, and this is how they're doing it. So if you think you have a blue city or a blue state, you need to do an audit because there's a good chance that they cheated to make that state blue. So in Pima County, supposedly it's a blue area, and it might be, leaning a little bit that way, but they have more, we found out there's more Republicans there than there is Democrats. And they were cheating in Pima County, but this whole time we had thought that Pima County was a blue county. And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of blue people there, but if it was such a strong blue county, why would you have to cheat? So we found that there was over an abundance amount of votes than voters. That's the other way they do it. So you'll have 100% to over 100% to 200, 300% over the ability, the amount of people able to vote. And let's face it, not everyone who is able to vote does vote. There's a whole bunch of people out there, A, not registered, or B, don't want to. Maybe they're disenfranchised. If you're disenfranchised, I want to tell you, we need your vote more than ever, because if they're going to cheat. Okay, they're going to cheat, but let's make them work for the cheat. Don't give the cheat to them super easy. Just in spite of what they're doing, I want you to get out there and make them work for the cheat. Let's expose it even bigger than it was already exposed in 2020, because it was exposed pretty badly in 2020. We already figured that they've been cheating for a long time, but 2020 really just open everybody's eyes. So let's make them work even harder than 2020 for the cheat. So there was multiple ways. Again, let's recap. The machines are one way. Redistricting is another way. They ballot stuff before the election. They ballot harvest. They over exceed the amount of voters in a given population. So, like, let's say there's 100 people eligible to vote. They'll make it to where 200 people voted in a place that only 100 people are even eligible to vote. And that's not even, we don't even get 100% of voters who are eligible to vote. So that's not even possible. Statistically, it's not even possible. And then they do it with redistricting lines. Then the machines are hooked up to the internet. And you can manipulate your votes that way. They can program an algorithm to have so many votes get flipped to the opponent candidate. We have ballots that are mis that are printed out of alignment to go to adjudication, so someone votes on your behalf. We had Sharpie Gate, where they made you use Sharpies, so you had an overvote there, which sent it to adjudication. We had people not signing their mail-in ballot, so who knows how many copies were just copies were made, and people just filled it in, or a machine just printed it out and was mailed in. So there's a lot of ways to cheat, and every state needs a mechanism to audit the election. Whether you think it's free or fair, you won't really know how to make even a better election, even if your elections are free and fair, which every state was compromised, every state. You don't know how to make your system better unless you do an audit. You don't know where there's a problem unless you do an audit. An audit is just a great way to ensure that everybody has their vote. Now, if you choose not to vote, which I don't think is the right thing to do, because it's a God-given, God gave you the ability to choose your representatives. And there's men and women, like the 13 people that we talked about earlier on the show, that gave their life in Afghanistan, so you have the ability to vote. Please don't let those people who have spent their blood trying to secure your freedoms and your rights and not do that. Honor those fallen people, especially the 13 and the fallen soldiers before them, that you do your civic duty. That it's your right to choose who should represent you. So please go out and do that this coming election. Well, that's all I have for you today. I hope you had a great I hope you enjoy the show and I hope you have a great day. Please like, share, subscribe. Also, look at the links below. Please check out that website at theamremaeshow.com. Please help support my independent journalism. Really appreciate that. The Patriot Supply. The company, the Commander's Artist, and my pillow, and Dr. Stella, and Hero Soap Company. Please support them because they are helping support an independent journalist like me. You're saving money, they're supporting the show, and we're helping keep, their businesses going. So it's a win-win for everybody. Everyone's winning in this scenario. You get a discount, they're supporting me, and we're supporting that company as well. Well, anyways, whatever's pure, whatever's right, whatever's noble, think on these things and have a terrific day. I want to tell you about a company that I just fell in love with. So I found Hero Soap Company. What I love about them is we're using it all the time at our house. My husband loves it. We're switching all of our soaps over to Hero Soap Company. But what I love about it is they're local. They're an American-made company and they're owned by a veteran. And I thought that was so cool. I love to support patriots. So if you want to be like me and get all that harsh chemicals out of your home and use a soap that's actually really healthy for you with great natural ingredients, but also is an American made product that's owned by a veteran or co-owned by a veteran, then you need to check out Heroes Soap Company / Amber May. And then what's really cool about what they do is they give back to the community and they support veterans and first responders. So everyone's winning in this situation. If you use promo code Amber May, you're saving money. You're supporting a company that's American made, patriot owned, that supports other patriots. It's just a win-win for everybody. So Hero Soap Company / Amber May and use promo code Amber May to save some money.
Say, make money, money, make money, money, money.
Make money, money, make money, money, money.
Money makes the world go round. I'm the talk around town. Remy gave me the sound.
Fat pockets.
I need that thriller on the rilla.
Fat pockets.
I need that thriller on the rilla.
Hey guys, so here is your money minute because I want to help you build financial wealth for your family and leave legacies for your family. And one way we do that is protecting our clients should they become ill or injured. So I'm with A&M Futures and I'm looking to help you build legacy wealth for your family. Back in 2007, I was a passenger in a car accident and I sustained a traumatic brain injury. I was flown to the nearest hospital. And honestly, I really don't remember much. I have like bits and pieces that come at me, but I do remember the recovery process, and the recovery process was really difficult. I worked at a radio station at the time, and I couldn't really speak. I mean, I could physically speak, but there was a disconnect between what I wanted to say and what would come out of my mouth, and it would be really hard. And then I had zero memory whatsoever, meaning like if you told me to do XYZ, 2 seconds later, I'm not joking, I would not remember you told me to do XYZ. I would remember you told me to do something, but I couldn't remember what XYZ was. But generally speaking, I've come a long ways from a traumatic brain injury. But during that time, there was a period I couldn't work. I couldn't work. And that financially impacted us. So if you are facing something that could potentially impact you, and we don't want that for you. So let me show you what we can do. Let me show you like a scenario, a situation, if you will, of how we can help our clients. so we are going to be talking about a 30-year-old male, because compliance likes us dealing with 30-year-old males, and this is just easy math for us, okay? And so we're going to compare our retirement account with a traditional retirement account. So in a traditional retirement account, this gentleman gets $3,600 in savings. If for whatever reason he needs to take money before he is 59 and a half, he gets stuck with a 10% penalty. And I'm going to just bring these over. And this is how we protect our clients for illness and injury and death. So let's say that, God forbid, you have an untimely death. If you were a 30-year-old male and you had put $3,600 into your account, you would have left your family with $382,000. That's a pretty good chunk of change. So imagine if you're married and you have a spouse, you don't want to leave them hanging high and dry. So with our type of retirement account, you can have a death benefit, but you also get what we call living benefits. So if you get a terminal diagnosis, which means you have 24 months or less to live, you can take that money out, and notice it says tax-free distribution. You can take that money out and do whatever you want with it. If you want to do a bucket list, do a bucket list. If you just want to have that for your family once you depart from our earth and leave your family so they're not in destitute, then you can do that. It's your money. No one's going to tell you what to do. But here's the other ones. If here the critical illness and critical injury has 17 different triggers, like heart attack, stroke, ALS, traumatic brain injury, things like that. And so if that was you, you could get a tax-free distribution in this scenario of $200,000. Not bad, right? But let's say you need some extra help and you can't do two out of your six daily living habits. You can't clean yourself, you can't dress yourself, you can't cook for yourself. If that's the case, then our clients are protected, because in this situation, they would be getting $7,500 a month in tax redistribution. So we help our clients in so many different ways. And so if you want to set an appointment with me to see numbers for you specifically, then go ahead to my website, theambermayshow.com, and let's set up a 15, 20-minute conversation, and I can show you specifically how we can help you, and you can learn more about our retirement services versus the traditional one.